John 6, 1 to 15. After this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went, because they saw his miraculous signs as he healed the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with his disciples around him. It was nearly the time for the Jewish Passover celebration. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, "Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them." Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "There's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that with this huge crowd?" "Tell everyone to sit down," Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterwards, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. After everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves. When the people saw him do this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, "Surely he is the prophet we have been expecting." When Jesus saw that they were ready to force him to be their king, he slipped away into the hills by himself.
Pastor Richard, what does this message say to us today, especially during this time of lockdown?
Well, will we have enough? That's the question that we're all asking during our current lockdown. And yes, toilet paper does come to mind. Sensible precautions are certainly worth taking, but one suspects that something more is going on here than merely keeping our pantries fully stocked. Psychologist and researcher Hugh McKay is one of Australia's leading social commentators. And in his latest book, The Kindness Revolution, he made the interesting observation that stocking up on more toilet paper than you could possibly use is less about making sure that you have enough than it is about our deep-centered fears. Today, we'll see that the best antidote for fear is trust. When faced with a pandemic, it's natural to feel uncertain and occasionally a little overwhelmed by it all. It's actually not so surprising that people act like this than when they're faced with a situation which they feel is spiraling out of control. We thus adopt a coping strategy for trying to control at least something when everything else feels so out of control. It could be something like toilet paper, but it could just as easily be something else. The point is that when we feel we're on top of this one thing, we then somehow feel less out of control. Hiding behind our question today about whether we'll have enough lurks a deeper and ultimately more significant question: whether you and I are enough. Will we have the resources and the inner strength to get through this? In the face of all this, am I enough? A text today from John 6 helps us to explore this rather unsettling question. To set the scene, Jesus' ministry is going gangbusters, with vast crowds coming out into the desert to see him. And the numbers keep getting bigger and bigger. The crowds seem to have been attracted by the rumors about Jesus' ability to do miracles and to heal the sick. It would seem that they were so keen to check Jesus out that many of them hadn't given adequate thought as to what they would eat when they got out into the desert. I wonder whether they thought to bring enough toilet paper, though. So we have a large, hungry crowd, and then Jesus puts Philip on the spot, asking him, "Where can we buy enough food to feed all these people?" In effect, Jesus is asking him, "How would you solve this problem, Philip?" Poor Philip didn't have a clue, and instead of coming up with a solution, he simply restated the enormity of the challenge. For everyone to have even a little, it would take more than 200 silver coins to buy enough bread. Anyone could see that that was true. And to make things worse, Philip didn't have that sort of money immediately on hand, about half a year's salary in today's money. And besides, there weren't any Baker's Delight stores out in the desert to buy bread from anyway. Philip's answer reveals what he's thinking deep down inside. "Jesus, how can you ask me that? I don't know how to feed all these people. I can't do it. I'm simply not up to the task. I'm not enough." The text tells us that Jesus already knew what he was going to do, but that he was testing Philip. Actually, it's more like Jesus was wanting to use this situation to teach Philip an important lesson. A lesson that Jesus wants us to learn today too. Namely, that although there are often many things in life that are too much for us to handle on our own, but with God's help, we can get through this. I'm reminded here about some wonderful words of comfort from St. Paul in Philippians 4:13. "I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me." And did you get that? Paul is not saying that he has the strength in himself to face whatever life throws at him, but that through Christ, in union with him, and trusting in him and relying on his strength, then Jesus and Paul together are able to handle it. On his own, Paul's not enough. But Jesus and Paul as a team, together, they are enough. Now, let me make that promise explicit for you today too. On your own, you're not enough. But Jesus and you as a team, with you relying on him, together, you are enough. Back to Jesus and that hungry crowd. Philip had just tapped out, saying that he didn't have the solution. Next, Andrew steps into the spotlight and makes a somewhat ridiculous suggestion that there are 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish available. By the way, good on the young lad to have thought to bring his lunch. And even more so, that he was willing to share it. One wonders whether Andrew is serious or whether he too is completely overwhelmed by the task. But then he figures he'd better make some sort of suggestion, doubly so after Philip had failed to offer up any solutions. Notice how he immediately backtracks and offers the caveat that they will certainly not be enough for all these people. Talk about stating the bleeding obvious. I suspect that sometimes we respond to Jesus' call to take up a challenge in his kingdom, just like Andrew did. When faced with a seemingly overwhelming task, do we back off and say, well, I could do so and so, but that won't be enough, will it? Maybe Jesus is asking you to sacrifice something. Or as a congregation, to do more to share the gospel with the community around the church. Or even within your own household. And we say, sorry, Jesus. We can't do that. It's too much. I'm not up to the task. I'm not enough. Firstly, let me say that on one hand, it's good to recognize our limitations and to admit that in ourselves, we're not up to the task. But on the other hand, this is to completely miss the point. For whatever God calls us to do, he will enable us to do it. He's not asking us to do it on our own. Rather, he's asking us to join him in what he's already doing. Obviously, 5 loaves and 2 fish weren't going to be enough. But right then, Jesus steps in and shows that there would be enough. More than enough. Not only did everyone get their fill, but incredibly, there were 12 baskets of food left over after everyone had finished eating. What is Jesus teaching us here? This story of feeding the 5,000 is a message about God's provision and a call for us to trust in him. God wants you to know that he is both merciful and faithful, that you can count on him. Philippians 4:19 encourages us that with all his abundant wealth through Jesus Christ, my God will supply all your needs. What a wonderfully comforting promise. Please note, though, that we are promised what we need, not what we want. I have to make that point because we modern people regularly confuse our needs with our wants. So what's the take-home message here? In all times, but especially in uncertain times, trust in God. Know that with Jesus and us as a team, together we're enough to handle whatever we're facing. One final thought. These promises apply not just to our material needs, although God knows about these and genuinely cares about them, but these promises especially relate to our deepest need, our need for salvation. Here, we are clearly not enough on our own. We can't save ourselves. We sinners need a saviour. And this is precisely why Jesus came, in order to save us. Friends, our Saviour Jesus is more than enough to bring us the forgiveness that we also desperately need. And he's more than enough to give us a whole new beginning in life and a sure hope for the future. May God help you to trust in him and his promises in troubled times. For Jesus and us as a team, together, we are enough. And in Jesus, we have all we need. Amen.